The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Durham Five that day. They trailed by four with little more than 10 ticks left to play. And as freshman Daniel Ewing missed a desperation heave, the Duke fans knew the time had come for their dear team to leave. No doubt some turned their sets off in frustration then. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Jason could for one more moment shine, they'd put up even money if he made it to the line. But Indiana had a 2-possession lead, you see, and the Hoosiers surely knew they'd best not foul a try for 3. So as Devils scrambled for the ball, they knew they'd need divine intervention to allow their man to tie it from the line. But then a strange thing happened, to the wonderment of all, for Jason Williams got the ball, and then he got the call. And when his 3-point shot had left his hands and then gone in, the official gave the sign that he had drawn a Hoosier sin. A 4-point lead had now been shaved to 1, and better still, the player of the year would now his destiny fulfill. A miracle, a 4-point play, this surely was a sign that Jason soon would lead his team to victory from the line. And then they'd win the next game, and then they'd win 2 more. With Jason on their side, they'd surely own the final 4. And then we'd all forget the Birds and Jordans and the rest, for this miracle 4-point man soon would prove to be the best. There was ease in Jason's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Jason's bearing and a smile on Jason's face. For he knew the time had come to show how champions are made. He dribbled once and dribbled twice, then shot it unafraid. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Durham. Mighty Jason shot, bricked out.